for Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy, coming at you every Friday here on Declare Your Independence, and I'm going to be with you guys a little bit more next week because of the fact that it's Ernest's time to run and do the final deal next weekend, a week from this weekend, to... in his bid to become the Libertarian National Party chairman. And you got to understand, like what Jerry was talking about earlier, you know, with Ernest would disagree and not appreciate what I was saying. Ernest absolutely would appreciate what I was saying, and he probably would agree with me wholeheartedly. And even if he didn't agree with me, he would wholeheartedly approve the fact that I have my own opinions and I was able to make them by myself without any interference from anybody else. So that's what this show is all about, is declare your independence. And I declare my independence every day. I wake up and I am a sovereign individual. I'm a free individual. And I disagree with anybody trying to put any sorts of, I guess, limits on what I want to do, because naturally I really don't care to hurt anybody. And if I do make the mistake of hurting someone, you can either repair it, you can either mend those fences, or you can't. And these are the types of things that we just have to get down to the basics of what it means to be an American again. We have been so indoctrinated and so enslaved in our minds, and we've learned to distrust our fellow man. And we've learned to really dislike our fellow man in as a result of that distrust. We have to think about these things. We have to think about what our motivations are with regard to where we see ourselves and how we perceive the world. I'm just going to take this little time just to say there's this book that I read about when I got in trouble with the law, that I was going to counseling, and my counselor told me to read this book called Feeling Good by Dr. David D. Burns. And it was about depression and how you deal with it. And what I learned from that book was something that was much deeper than what the book was intentionally, originally about. Depression is a result of faulty perception, okay? It's how we perceive the world is broken, because how we feel about certain things is always right. Our feelings are our feelings because they're our feelings, and that's it. But our perceptions can be broken. How we perceive our fellow man, how we perceive the world, how we perceive ourselves can be broken, and that's how I was able to break depression. When you realize, your brain, it goes into your mind automatically that, oh, I'm no good, I'm this, I'm that. But then you learn to break that and say, wait a minute, you know, I'm married, I'm happily, I'm a good guy, and then you start to feel better about yourself because those feelings are genuine. So it's just something to think about when we think about our fellow man. We come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. We'll keep talking about this Rand Paul business.
Be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, if you're hoping for Ernest Hancock, you are sorely disappointed at this hour, because my name is Jet Lacy, and this is The Revolution Continues with Jet Lacy filling in for Ernest Hancock every Friday while he works his magic, trying to become the Libertarian National Party chairman. During the break, I still want to keep talking about the Rand Paul stuff, but, some things are just too crazy to be, true, I guess, but it is true. The House just voted today to expand the national DNA database. And it says by a 357-32 vote, the House approved legislation that will pay the state governments to require DNA samples, which could mean drawing blood with a needle from adults arrested for certain serious crimes. Not one Democrat voted against the database measure, which would hand out about 75 million to states that agree to make such testing mandatory. Whew. Wow. If that doesn't prove to you that they think that we are cattle, that we are owned by them, that they want our DNA on their database, I don't know what is. And we have to reach deep and understand what we're up against. Okay, we have to realize. I mean, just last week they okayed renditions without a warrant, without any rights or due process of American citizens. Okay? Then again, what if we, you know, I know this is probably going to get me in trouble, I don't know. But what if Americans started doing that to government officials? What if we started doing renditions on them? And not telling anybody where they went, and just take them to some barn somewhere in the middle of nowhere and lock them up. I tell you what, that rule wouldn't be in effect for very long, because they feel that they're better than you and they have the right to own you and to tell you what to do. If the shoe were on the other foot, it'd be a whole different ball of wax now, wouldn't it? If we started, you know, there's a lot of criminals out there in Congress. What if we started renditioning them in the middle of the night to only God knows where, to do only God knows what to them? I'll tell you what, they'd be pretty much up in arms now, wouldn't they? They'd be pretty upset about it. There would be a national emergency. It would be crazy the first time a couple of people from Congress all of a sudden disappeared off the face of the earth. And I'm not saying to do that. I think it's wrong all the way around. I'm just trying to point out that this is what they're saying is right to do to us. But if you did it to them, it would be a whole different story now, wouldn't it? The same thing. You start holding down, you know, Nancy Pelosi to try to extract some of her DNA at the point of a gun, she wouldn't like that too much. But you know what? She is more than happy to have that done to you. And you have to understand that these guys are supposed to be just American citizens like us. But there is two classes of people in this country. And that is the essence of the problem that there is. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. You know, I want to play a little bit, you know, this lady, Andrea Mitchell. She's been in the news a long time. She's counsel on foreign relations. She's a member of the Bilderberg Group. And, you know, she feels like, well, you know, they should just be able to, she's the mouthpiece for the New World Order. And she had Rand Paul on and was talking about it with this James Clyburn over the Civil Rights Act. And what this James Clyburn has said is pretty awful. But then on the other side of that script, I have a clip that I'm going to play later about Representative Clyburn saying he's okay with discrimination. So they're talking about the Civil Rights Act and what Rand Paul had said about that. So I'm going to play this clip real quick, and then we're going to talk about it.
Kentucky Senate candidate Rand Paul's libertarian views about civil rights law are now causing a firestorm because last night Paul admitted to MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that he opposes the part of the 1964 Civil Rights Act that mandates desegregation of private businesses. Paul says that amounts to a violation of the First Amendment.
We did some very important things in the 60s that I'm all in favor of, and that was desegregating schools, desegregating public transportation that used public roads and had public monopolies.
How about desegregating lunch counters?
Public water fountains.
Lunch counters? Walgreens lunch counters? Are you in favor of that? Forcibly? Because the government got involved?
What happens is it gets in... Right. Well, what it gets into is that then if you decide that restaurants are publicly owned and not privately owned, then do you say that you should have the right to bring your gun into a restaurant, even though the owner of the restaurant says, well, no, we don't want to have guns in here?
Majority Whip James Clyburn took part in, of course, the civil rights movement, the sit-ins to desegregate Woolworths and all those other lunch counters. Let's talk about this. What was your reaction to the statement by Rand Paul, who now, of course, is the nominee for the Senate in Kentucky?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Andrea. I was absolutely appalled. But it started out a little bit earlier. I happened to be watching his victory speech. And I could not believe that he was holding his victory party in a private members-only club where the vast majority of the people who just finished voting for him would not even be welcome. I couldn't believe that. And then on the next day, I hear him making these statements about not believing in the efficacy of the Civil Rights Act. Here is a man who is answering 14th Amendment questions with Second Amendment responses. This is absolutely appalling. And now today he's put out a statement that limits his acceptance to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I want to say to him that voting rights are found in the 65 Civil Rights Act, that fair housing, which is private, in the 68 Civil Rights Act. And not until 1972 did we outlaw discrimination in the public sector. So once again, he is parsing his words. He is saying things, sending signals that I hope the vast majority of the people who voted for him would reject. And I am sure that come November they will.
Let me just read completely what he said, which you're just pointing out. He put out a statement today in reaction to the reaction to his interview with Rachel, and he said, I have clearly stated in prior interviews that I abhor racial discrimination and would have worked to end segregation. Well, he said that last night as well. Even though this matter was settled when I was two and no serious people are seeking to revisit it except to score cheap political points, I unequivocally state I will not support any efforts to repeal the Civil Rights Act of 1964. These attacks prove one thing for certain. The liberal establishment is desperate to keep leaders like me out of office, and we are sure to hear more wild, dishonest smears during the campaign. So that was his statement today. Obviously, you've already pointed out that
Yes. He
referenced the 1964 Act, not the Voting Rights Act, not the Public Housing Act in 1972.
Now, I would say to Dr. Paul that he ought to come clean with the American people and let us know exactly what it is he wants to do if he's elected to the United States Senate. He made himself the face and the spokesperson for the Tea Party movement at his victory party on Tuesday night. And then he set out the next morning, yesterday, to lay out the philosophy of that movement. And I think that he made it very clear to the voters in America exactly what that movement is all about. They are parsing words. They are sending signals. They are saying things that ought to give all of us great pause.
Well, I think he said a lot of things that give great pause. We just got a minute going into the break, and if we need to hold you over, we will, Dan. Are you there with me, brother?
Yes, I am. I tell you, did you just, that DNA thing, you talk about taking DNA from members of Congress?
I'm just saying, if they just passed a law, you know, well, they didn't. The House just passed that if you're even arrested, they have the right for a quote serious crime.
Oh, yeah, going, yeah, I got all that, but I mean, brother, you really ought to double think, you know, to getting DNA from members of Congress. I mean, you better actually put a huge, like maybe a body condom on before you go to do something like that. I don't want to get that disease. I really don't want to get that disease, but that's a good idea.
I'm just saying, my whole point is I love your joke, man. That's cool.
Good for the goose is good for the gander.
Do you have anything else you want to say, brother?
That's it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much. When we come back on Declare Your Independence, Nurse Hancock, and the revolution continues to meet Jet Lacey. Love to hear from you. Call in. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues. To me, Jet Lacey. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about this Rand Paul business. My goodness. I want to play the other part of this clip real quick. Again, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. But I want to play this other part of the Andrea Mitchell with James Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina. Because the second part of the clip is actually more important, because they start bagging on libertarian ideals. And when you start bagging on that kind of stuff, and when you talk about libertarian standing for the absolute rights of the individual, it helps you understand where these people are coming from, because it's not good. So we're going to play the clip right now, and then we'll talk about it.
This is a little bit more of that interview with Rachel Maddow last night. Let's watch.
Do you think that a private business has a right to say we don't serve black people?
Yeah, I'm not in favor of any discrimination of any form. I would never belong to any club that excluded anybody for race. What about freedom of speech? Should we limit speech from people we find abhorrent? Should we limit racists from speaking? I don't want to be associated with those people, but I also don't want to limit their speech in any way, in the sense that we tolerate boorish and uncivilized behavior because that's one of the things freedom requires.
Just to play devil's advocate for a moment, he's saying basically he's a libertarian. He doesn't believe in a lot of other things, federal regulation, in fact, of some of the drug laws, marijuana. He has some very interesting, quote-unquote interesting, points of view here. So is it okay to say, well, I'm a libertarian, I'm not a racist, I'm a libertarian, that's why I don't believe in federal enforcement of these civil rights laws?
Well, let me say this. As you know, I was born and raised in a parsonage. I do believe that it's their deeds that define them, not their words. Here he is in the statement last night saying he did not believe in private clubs that discriminate against people. He would not be a member of a private club that discriminated against people. He held his victory party in a members-only private club. Now, I don't know if he's a member of that club or not, but I can tell you this. That club goes back, according to my research, to 1916. And so I know what that means. Most voters know what that means. And let me say something else about the so-called libertarian stuff. The fact of the matter is, we are where we are on Wall Street today because of a lack of the kind of regulation he says he's against. We have problems going in the Gulf Coast right now, our environment being threatened, wildlife being eliminated, all fish and fowl, people, 16% of all the fishermen down there, or now I think it's 19%, are going to be out of work because of libertarian philosophy that we ought not be regulating the drilling of oil, drilling for oil. So I would say to Mr. Paul, he just cannot have it both ways. He needs to lay out for the American people exactly who he is, what he is, and I do believe that he is not good for this country going forward.
Of course, thank you very much, Jim Clyburn, and we will, of course, ask Mr. Paul to come on. We have asked Dr. Paul, I should say, to come on and continue to explain himself. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me,
Jim Clyburn.
Are you kidding me? We are in this situation because of libertarians and libertarian philosophy? No, we are in this situation because of crony capitalism. Because just like BP, you say they should be responsible for every piece of that problem that they have created with the environment. But they're not going to be. We are in this problem because of its anti-libertarian ideals that are pervasive in this government. And Rand Paul, they are bringing a little bit of that back, whether or not I agree with everything that they say or not. But, you know, she said, Andrea Mitchell said, libertarian, he has some interesting quote-unquote opinions on how this government should be run. Well, his opinions are very closely mirrored to a lot of the founding fathers. So who is the bad guy here? Yeah, I don't think it's Rand Paul. So it's the other two, James Clyburn and Andrea Mitchell. And like I said, Andrea Mitchell is a member of the Bilderberg Group. She's a member of Council on Foreign Relations. She has been nothing short of a mouthpiece for the New World Order for as long as I can remember. And these are the things that we need to understand, that these guys, that just because they wear a nice suit and they have a nice clothes on, and just that doesn't matter. It's like what Clyburn said. Their deeds define them, not their words. What is James Clyburn doing regardless of what he's saying? I guarantee you he is voting for all the bailouts. I haven't looked at his voting record. You know, I guarantee you he's voting for everything that the New World Order is trying to accomplish and vilifying anyone who doesn't. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and The Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy, we're going to go to Jimmy in Missouri, and we're going to keep talking about this stuff when we come right back in just a minute. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Give me a call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
During this time in your life, you may be thinking about your future and your retirement dreams. Purchasing a fixed annuity may help to make your future years more financially secure, and we at Great American Financial Resources Incorporated understand how important long-term security is to your retirement. Contact Tim Gustafson at Great American Senior Benefits. Call 1-877-724-10. A licensed agent will contact you. That's 1-877-724-10.
The science of the future, found in nature, is made available today through technology by StemTech Health Sciences. Recent scientific developments show that your own stem cells form the natural renewal system of your body. StemEnhance is the first product that supports the release of stem cells from your own bone marrow. Find out more. Call 480-209-6622. That's 480-209-6622. Or go to BeASTEMCellWarrior.com. BeASTEMCellWarrior.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Well, Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. There's Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Just having some fun times with my girl, Carrie, on the board here at RBN during the break. We're making jokes, having a good time. She always does an awesome job, takes really good care of me. You know, she's a great girl. Thank you so much for always taking good care of me. We're going to go to Jimmy in Missouri, then Kelly in Georgia. Jimmy, are you there with me, brother?
Yeah, I am.
What's going on? What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, well, I just want to go on the record and say that I'm not a terrorist, first of all.
Okay.
I just went to my gun store where I've purchased some guns in the past and just found out that the ATF is looking for me to take my guns away.
Oh, my God.
They just got a call back 3 months after they sold me a gun. The ATF wanted to know my address.
Wow, and you have no idea why?
I have no idea why.
Wow. Please go ahead.
Prepared to lose my life over this. I have nothing to live for anyway. Incrementally, my entire life, it's just been picked apart and destroyed anyway. And the entire system sucks. And, like, vote for anybody that you want, nothing is ever going to get changed. You can elect whatever official you want, they're still going to have an agenda. And we can't even elect the right people, because they're going to install whatever puppet and tools they want to install. When do we just say we've had enough and we're not going to participate anymore?
Well, I say just about every show, Jimmy, that I am in revolution now. I have withdrawn my support monetarily, you know, emotionally, spiritually. That doesn't mean you're supposed to give up, Jimmy. Just because these things happen to us, life sucks, and then you die. You know what I mean? Like, but you got to carry on the fight to leave the world in a better place.
And when the
ATF
kicks in my door, should I fight or should I hide my guns?
I would hide your guns, because the time is not here now, and we're hoping to try to avert that. And that's what people like Ron and Rand Paul and Peter Schiff and Adam Kokesh and all these different other candidates are trying to change the system from within. While, again, I don't agree that that is the right thing to do, I am not trying to keep them from doing what they feel is right, and I'm trying to support them in trying to work within the system. That makes sense?
It makes sense. I would love for it to come down to a peaceful change of ideas, but you know as well as I do that the globalists and the New World Order, the only thing they understand is fear and control. They only understand pain.
Right.
And pain is a great motivator.
But if you give in, Jimmy,
they need
to win.
Suffer. I'm not saying I'm going to give in. I'm saying that when they come to my door.
Right. You know, I just say when I'm a former nurse, and when someone says that they don't have anything to live for, that's a huge red flag to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have everything to live for. And
I have my freedom and my independence that is being taken away from me. That's what I have to live for.
It can only be taken if you allow it to be given, Jimmy.
If they come kicking in my door with all of their 50 cals and full autos,
I hear you, brother.
My little pea shooters ain't going to have nothing to say to them, except I'm going to be riddled with ATF bullet holes.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I think I would, you know, did you commit a crime? Have you been arrested recently? Is there any other reason why you could think why they would be after you?
I can't think of any reason why they would not allow me to have, why they would allow somebody to sell me a gun, and then I bought another gun this year, I bought another gun this year, all legally, all approved, and then 3 months later, this random pawn shop, I just happened to go in because they dealt good with me. I go in, and they're like, hey, did the cops get a hold of you? And I'm like, no, why? And they started explaining to me, and they're like, we didn't tell you, because we can get in trouble for giving you this information.
Oh, definitely hide your guns, brother, because they'll take them. And having them in the future is a lot more important than having them right now. So,
When does it happen? When do we revolt? Is there a date that I'm not aware of?
What I'm saying is,
when have we had enough? When has the back broken? Do they have to kill more and more of us? Do they have to put us in prisons for no reason? Do they have to affect a person that matters? Do they have to get a person that like, is actually on TV or actually on the radio? Do they have to get a celebrity? Because that's usually when, like, AIDS. They didn't really get scared of AIDS until Arthur Ashe had AIDS. Magic Johnson had AIDS. Oh, no, the celebrities have AIDS. Now everybody's scared of AIDS.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, from the board, is John on the line? Okay, anyway, Jimmy, that, you know, what I would encourage, and this is actually an idea from Kerry on the board, that why don't you give them a call? Because it could be a mix-up of names. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably give them a call. I mean, call from a payphone. Whatever. I would just say, you know what I'm saying is it very well could be, you know, my name's James. There's a lot of Jameses out there and probably a lot of Jameses with your last name. And I would probably try to find that out. You know what I mean? And then call back in because I guarantee you, you know, we'd love, if it is in fact the case, we would love to talk to you about it. We can even try to get, you know, we can look into it ourselves, but we don't want to give your information out over the air. So if you want to give your information to Kerry on the board, then maybe we can help you in some way.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, and I know you're afraid. I would be afraid too. However, I would, before you get really, really afraid, I would maybe try to understand why, because you still have the right to ask your government, and maybe have a lawyer.
I had my arm broken by a cop that was had me in handcuffs to check my well-being. I mean,
I hear you, brother.
Like, really? Like, I have a friend who had her fingertips cut off in Joplin City Jail. Because she was resisting arrest. She weighs 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in Missouri. I mean, look at that's where the MIAC report came from. And I understand it's like that way all around the country. I mean, we're broadcasting here, not from RBN, but out of Arizona. And look what's going on here. I mean, it's a madhouse. And people, yeah. I think, if you want my true opinion, Jimmy, I think that you're seeing the takedown of the economy. They're ratcheting it down right now. And when the people in mass are going to wake up is when they go without. When they go to the grocery store after working 40 hours a week and it doesn't there's not even enough to feed your family. That's when you're going to see these types of things. And I was just looking during the break, the FDIC is $20 billion in the hole. The New World Order always tells you, for whatever reason, why that they're going to do something. They don't always tell you why, but that they're going to do something. So you're seeing the Dow dropping. You're seeing, you're seeing pundits come out and say, get your money out of the banks. And because I think that they're going to take down the dollar very quickly, and then you're going to see an uprising. What do you think?
I think that an uprising is absolutely what we need because, to quote Thomas Jefferson, the tree of liberty needs to be replenished with the blood of tyrants and patriots alike.
Yeah, and every 20 totally years or so, and we're way due.
We're way due.
So,
and, you know...
Please, go ahead, brother.
If my martyrdom was for future generations' freedom, that's so much better for me because I'm 32 years old, and I am so... I have a job that I should love, but financially, you know, I can't be happy. Like you said, you get a week's worth of work and you can't afford to pay your bills.
Right. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, it's just my opinion doesn't mean anything. You know, like that Joseph Andrew Stack, that I think martyrs are suckers. I think if you give in and end up getting off in yourself. And I there's something to be said for standing up for yourself. But to be a martyr is to be a sucker.
Because I will stand up for myself.
Right. Not saying that. I'm just saying I hear certain things in your voice and in your words that as a trained professional that it alarms me.
It's a bit of nothing left to lose hopelessness. I mean, how bad does it have to get before Like, do they have to kick in everybody's door collectively before everybody agrees with me and that they're tyrants? This is tyranny?
You can't do it, dude. That's the thing. We have them surrounded, and we need you. Do you understand that? And if you go ahead and martyr yourself before everything gets kicked off, you're the sucker. Does that make sense, brother? We're going to need
everybody. Who's going to kick it off?
I don't know, and that's the beauty of life, is you don't know if you're going to live to see tomorrow. You know, that's the mystery. And you just have to bide your time, because the time is nigh, as Ernie Hancock always says. The time is nigh. They're taking us down on so many levels. Like, you look at the laws that I even just talked about today that were passed, and at some point, people are just going to draw the line in the sand, and that's from the Alamo. And again, those people were in a no-win situation. And they drew their line in the sand, and they did not attack. They only stood their ground. And that's what we need to do as human beings and as citizens. That makes sense? You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
I get your frustration, brother. I really do. What else is on your mind?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing. I just don't know what to do. I can't. I'm one person. I try and talk to my friends about this, and they're too busy. You know, I mean, everybody is placated by their booze and football games. And
absolutely.
Ignorance is bliss.
I tell you what, if you do you mind if I give you a call after the show and Carrie will get your number?
Yeah, that's cool.
Or either John or I will give you a call. And, you know, or maybe both of us, I don't know. But we'll get your number, we'll give you a call right after the show. I got about 15 minutes, okay?
All right.
All right, Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a friend of the show calling in that I haven't talked to in a while. I think it's her. Is it Kelly from Georgia?
Hey, Jed, it's me.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I was wondering about you the other day. I hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been well. Oh, I've just been busy dropping out.
Yeah, I hear you. I do the same.
Yeah, just kind of revolting in my own quiet way here, trying to grow some food and raise some chickens and that kind of good stuff. So,
hey, you know, that's more important. I'm just glad to hear from you.
Well, yeah, and it kind of gets overwhelming every once in a while, so I did take a break, and for a while there, your show was the only one I could even listen to. So, yeah. But it's too hard not to pay attention, and I don't even know what to say after that last call, because what I'm calling about is very insignificant to what the former caller had to deal with, or is having to deal with. But I was just going to throw out there, too, and you may have mentioned this, that Andrea Mitchell is married to Alan Greenspan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so she's really got a lot invested in this agenda. But
yeah, I mean, she is a Bilderberg for a lot of years.
Yep. And I find it really insulting, as a human being of average intelligence, the things that these elected officials say, because it's like they, first of all, I guess either they're stupid and they haven't thoroughly researched a lot of the stuff that they're saying, or they just think that we are. And I kind of tend to veer towards the thing that they think we're stupid, because I don't know how they can get away with saying some of the things that they say. And I mean, if you take anyone and just explain to them the basis of the libertarian philosophy and everything, they're kind of like, yeah, that really makes a lot of sense. And it just really gets me aggravated, the way they talk down, and we have to make all the decisions for these people because they can't think for themselves, you know. And
I understand. I mean, I agree. And but the thing is, you have to understand that our words are weapons. And if this is what's going on against Rand Paul, is a weapon. They're using it against him in the court of public opinion. And so, you know, well, you got this. It forces them to show their true colors. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so that's really what the deal is. And you just know what Clyburn's about.
Yep.
And he's up for election, too.
Well, there's a lot of them are going to get a wake-up call. And I'm thinking of not even voting in this next election, even though there's a libertarian candidate for governor here that I really like. So I'll probably go vote for him and then be done with it. So I'm just I'm so aggravated. And I like the Jesse Ventura's thing about we need a box on there that says none of the above, so you can voice your opinion, but nobody's really worthy of my vote. So
That's like Ernie ran a whole campaign on still voting, you know, and then he got the more votes for the Secretary of State in the state of Arizona than he had ever gotten in any other campaign he had run. Yep. I think that's his proud point.
Yep.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of right now. I was just going to say about the last caller, too, before you had brought it up, what Carrie, the board operator, said. But I was thinking, too, it could have been another one of those fat finger mistakes, you know, somebody just put the wrong information in the computer. We've had the same phone number for 10 years, but we still get calls about someone else who has used it or whatever, you know, from collection agencies. And so there's always human error.
Absolutely.
And I hope that's all it turns out to be.
Me too. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate hearing from you. How's your son doing?
Oh, he's doing great. Last day of school today, so he's flying high.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jed. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, we only got 30 seconds left, so my friend, another friend of the show, David New Mexico, is calling in. We're just going to hold you over till the last segment. So when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacey, we're going to finish up with David New Mexico. Thanks again for listening. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Don't stop.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues to meet Jet Lacy. We're in the last 5 minute segment. We've got a good friend of the show. I'd love to go to him right now. It is my man, David, New Mexico. What's going on, brother?
Just want to shoot it out real fast here that we, the American people, are under siege. A war is being covertly waged against us. And every time before the war becomes blatantly obvious and raising the level of alertness, they quietly cut the lines of supply, the lines of communication. They sow disinformation. They want to factionalize people, cause infighting. And then after things are sufficiently confused, then they attack full force in a frontal assault. And the American people are being weakened right now. They want to destroy our means to resist. They want to take away our discretionary income that we can use for political activities or to even furnish our homes with adequate food and energy and things. We are under attack, people. Wake up.
Absolutely, and if you look, that's a great point that you made, David, because if you look, I don't have it pulled forward, or I didn't go, I got a few shows coming up next week, so I'm saving some stuff back, because Ernest is going to be gone all week next week, but if you look at every single time that the Congress has tried to do something about banking reform, miraculously, the Dow Jones has dropped considerably. Okay, just like it was the fat finger the other time. Yesterday, when they did pass the bill, which was way watered down 375 points at the end of the day, miraculously. And this is all just, that's how much control they have over our system.
It's sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm. And it's meant to confuse us.
Absolutely. And where confusion is working, the devil is afoot because he is planning to attack. The reason he is planning covertly is because he fears us, that we do have some strength, some means to defend ourselves, and we better start getting them ready now.
Yeah, there's no need to hide the truth, is there?
Not at all.
And it's only the lies that need to be covered up, never the truth.
And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and as he said, the truth shall set you free. Freedom is the answer.
That's right. What's the question, right?
And I would recommend people go to the LibertyDefenseLeague.com website to follow up on interesting articles, including some of my own and Chuck Baldwin and Timothy Baldwin, some of those people.
And what is that again, David?
LibertyDefenseLeague.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, as always, for calling in, brother. You got anything else you want to add?
God help us all.
Indeed, brother. Thank you so much for the call. As always, you are a good friend of the show, and I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Well, what a great group of callers I had today. What a great, we were able to beat the system today with this show because we had an open and free exchange of ideas, whether we agreed with each other or not. These are the things that are important. These are the things that will last. Our relationships with each other are the things that we take with us from this earth and not all this other baloney. And I want you to think about that. And I will see you next week on the radio 3, 4, 5 times. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But I would love to hear from you again. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I will talk to you really soon. And you guys just have a great one. What a great show. I feel really good about today. So y'all be cool. Stay up solid.
With recent international flight from